This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. There's a contest going on, a really small one, for parents whose babies are spending their first days, weeks, and months in the NICU, the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. This week and next, parents compete for gift cards and goodie baskets as they increase the amount of time they spend skin to skin with their babies. It's called kangaroo care, and it's beneficial in a number of ways. Keep in mind, some of these children are on feeding tubes, breathing systems, and other devices. Still, the touching and cuddling goes on, as I learned on a recent visit to CHOP's NICU. Brenna Denny follows hospital protocol. She washes and sanitizes her hands before spending time with her newborns.
Essentially, the babies are the bosses here. They tell us what to do. The nurses, I joke around, they're the gatekeepers. So they tell me which one is ready to be held. So I try to split the time between three.
Triplets. Gavin, brother Aiden, and sister Ella are preemies. Denny delivered them at CHOP at only 24 weeks. They've lived in climate-controlled isolettes since their birth 8 weeks ago. Each child nestles in special fabric that coils around them to simulate the warmth and confinement of a mother's womb.
We're just going into their little pod. We can go and look at them if you want to. The minute that they hear my voice, they'll start to vie for my attention, back and forth, back and forth. The touch, the sound of my voice kind of puts them more at ease. I guess, according to the nurses, they can really feel that I'm here.
Every day, Denny visits the triplets. Every day, one of them gets extra time for touching and cuddling. Today, it's Gavin's turn.
Hi, darling. Hi, my sweet Gavin. Mommy gets to hold you today. Are you excited?
Denny will start by placing her hands in the portals of Gavin's isolette.
I might take my finger and just put it against their chin, being a physical presence there. At this point in time, they're so sensitive that you can't really do like a gentle stroke on their skin because the nerve endings are just way too sensitive, for lack of better terms. What are you doing, Gavin? Look at you. I know, darling, I'll come by and love on you in just a second.
This skin-to-skin bond is laden with so many positives. Suzanne Shepherd is a physical therapist at CHOP. She says benefits are both physical and emotional.
Benefits range from helping their physiological stability, so helping maintain their heart rate at a normal level, their breathing rates, all the way to things like improving the mother's milk production and improving breastfeeding. And there's also tons of benefits out there for both the baby's mood. They spend much less time crying. But for parents, it really is one of the most normal things they can have in a very abnormal environment.
I think some parents are a little afraid and scared to hold their babies because there are so many tubes and wires.
Dr. Shavis Patterson is CHOP's Director of Psychosocial Services for the Division of Neonatology.
When you transfer a baby from the isolette to the skin, sometimes some of the alarms can go off and it's very scary for the parents. So a lot of times they are a little nervous about holding. But again, we have a full complement of staff, respiratory therapists, nurses, and others that will help transfer the baby, you know, from the isolette to the mom or the dad safely.
As for carving out time to spend with NICU babies, Patterson states the obvious, that often life outside the hospital competes.
They can only do what they can do. And sometimes, you know, as a psychologist, I talk to them about, you know, the guilt, the fear that happens as a result of having a baby in the NICU. I always tell them that it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. And they need to sort of remember that in terms of taking care of themselves.
Back in the NICU, Brenna Denny isn't thinking about breathing rates or alarms as she places her hands slowly in baby Gavin's isolette to caress his chest and his feet.
I was actually talking to Shavis yesterday when I was holding Ella, and he asked me, what do you think of when you're holding them? And I said, absolutely nothing. The street noise goes away. So it's thinking how comfortable I am, how natural this feels to put my hands in here and touch them. It makes everything go away. It's like clearing of a cloud and putting blue skies. It's such a comfortable feeling.
In the moments to come, NICU staff gently lift Gavin from his isolette, position his feeding and breathing tubes just so, and place him on his mother's chest to snuggle.
Oh, Mommy loves you so much, Gavin. I'm not going to say you're my favorite, but I love you. Yeah, my sweet boy.